IMS， 早上好。
早上好。
感谢主，还与我们同在。Hallelujah。
Hallelujah， 感谢主。
Before I start today's message, I need to apologize.
那开始今天的讲道之前，先要道个歉。
To Ruth, my translator.
对今天的翻译。
I changed my sermon last night, and then I changed it again this morning.
就是他昨天晚上改了讲，今天早上又改了一遍，所以希望为翻译祷告，可以讲得明白。
So, 不好意思，道歉。
It'll be okay. We'll be fine.
God made me do it.
是圣灵的感动。
We started 2 weeks ago a series on the holiness of God.
那我们两周之前开始了一个系列，就是讲神的圣洁。
It's a little strange to have two weeks in between two sermons, but we had our beloved brother come last week, and he flew in from Guangzhou, so we couldn't change the dates around.
那虽然我们是希望两个讲道，因为一个系列希望可以连起来，但中间插了一个讲道，但也很好，因为是我们非常亲爱的弟兄，他从广州飞过来为我们分享信息，所以也是很好的。
So if you can remember back 2 weeks ago, we talked about the holy, holy, holiness of God.
那如果你记得两周前我们讲到神的圣洁，圣洁，圣洁的神。
Nothing in the universe is holy except God.
在整个宇宙当中，除了神，没有任何一个事情是圣洁的。
And if there's any holiness that we can find in this life, it comes from Him.
如果我们在这个整个人生当中能够获取任何，找到任何有圣与圣洁有关的一切，那都是来自于神的。
But just like Isaiah, a single touch from God, and we're purified.
那就像以赛亚一样，来自神的一个触摸就能让你成为圣洁。
So I'd like us to look at a few scriptures today. This is a very, very simple message.
那我们今天一起来看几节经文，现在讲到的内容其实很简单。
We're going to look at just a few words here this morning.
我们就只是看很少的几个词。
In 1996, I was a young man.
那1996年我还很年轻。
Had lots of hair on my head.
非常多的头发。
I was serving the Lord in Eastern Europe in Bulgaria, in the country of Bulgaria.
所以他当时是在东欧服侍，在保加利亚。
And I had come home to America to raise some money, and I was going to fly back to Bulgaria.
所以当时弟兄姊妹为他筹钱，然后准备飞到保加利亚。
And about 2 weeks before I left, I got a pain in my ear right there.
就是准备飞过去之前两周，他的耳朵非常疼。
And I thought, oh, this is bad. You know, you don't want to get on an airplane with an earache, right?
所以觉得好糟糕，因为你不想坐飞机的时候会有耳朵这个疼痛。
So I went to the place where I was certain I could find an answer. I went to the ear doctor.
所以觉得耳朵疼，那就应该去找耳科的医生，非常确信。
And she took that little light out and she looked inside my ear.
所以她就用那个小工具亮亮的照我的耳朵，想看看里面。
And then she went on the other side and looked inside this ear.
就两边的耳朵都看了一下。
And she said, "What does it feel like?"
觉得你有什么感觉呢？
I said, "It feels like somebody sticking me in the ear with a metal rod, like a Chinese, you know, chopstick or something." I didn't say that, but you know.
觉得那个感觉其实就像一个中国人用的那个筷子在戳我的耳朵，非常疼。
It feels like somebody stabbing me right there.
就觉得有人在用那个筷子在戳我的耳朵，太疼。
She said, "Well, there's nothing wrong with your ear."
但医生说你的耳朵没有问题。
So, but let's clean it out and then I'll look again.
那我们还是清理一下，然后再检查一下。
That big water machine and cleaned both ears, you know, fully cleaned them out.
所以他又用那些机器彻底的给我的耳朵做了一个清洁。
She looked and then she looked and then she looked.
就两边的耳朵看来看去。
And she said, "Well, I don't see anything."
还是说什么也看不到，没有什么异常。
You ever have a situation like that?
你们有这样的经历吗？就是医生不知道是什么症状。
Where you got a problem and you go to the expert and the expert doesn't give you an answer.
你遇到一个问题，所以你去找专家来解决这个问题，但是专家不能给你任何答案。
If you're polite, you don't ask the doctor, "Well, what am I paying you for?"
如果你很礼貌的话，你可能不会问医生说，我付钱了，为什么没有结果？
And sometimes I feel like that's the way it is in the church sometimes.
有时候我感觉在教会也有类似的情况。
We come to church with problems and questions.
我们来到教会心里带着疑问和很多问题。
And we've come to the right place.
我们来到了正确的地方，是应该来这儿。
We've come to the hospital of the heart.
这个教会就像是我们对我们的心灵来说是一个医院。
And Lee Mosher, you know, he's the doctor of the heart, right? We've come to the right place.
那李牧师就像医生一样，能够帮我们找到心里面的问题。
And our problem is sin, just simply.
但我们的问题其实就是我们的罪。
Okay, I can't stand the words that I say.
那我嘴里说的话往往做不到。
My wife says something, I react immediately. I just say something right back.
那可能我的妻子说了什么，我可能会立刻反驳回去。
And I know that's wrong, but I can't stop.
我知道这样做是不对的，但我控制不住。
Or my mind, I've got sin in the mind.
或者说我的头脑当我思想当中是有一些罪。
Sometimes my mind is doing just fine.
那我觉得我的思想还是可以的。
You know, and then a pretty girl walks by, my mind just follows her.
但是可能看到一个很漂亮的女孩走过，我可能也会心动一下。
Or a handsome man walks by, and then your mind follows him.
或者说对于女生来说，你看到一个很帅的人走过去，可能心里也会想。
Or the actions that we do. We hate our sin, don't we?
我们非常恨恶自己的罪。
Do you feel that way? Do you know what I mean?
就是大家能理解这种感受吗？
And you think there ought to be an answer to this problem of sin.
你觉得这个罪的问题一定会有一个答案的呀，怎么解决它？
So you come to the heart hospital and to the heart doctor.
所以你来到这个心灵的医院来找这个医生可以医治他。
And sometimes you walk away with the same problem, wondering why did I, where am I going to find an answer to the problem of sin?
当你离开了这个地方，还是带着同样的问题，不知道去哪里去寻找答案。
We're just going to look at a few simple words today.
我们今天就看几个非常简单的词汇。
I want you to lay aside all the theology you think you've learned up to this point.
那希望大家暂时先忘掉你觉得你已经学过了很多的神学方面的这些知识。
And I want us to look at the very words of Scripture.
我们就是看看经文上它是如何去说的。
That is what you think the Bible says. Just hold off for a second and let's look at the words themselves.
先暂时忘掉自己以为对自己就是对经文的一些理解、一些先见，我们真的去看看经文是如何说的。
Let's look and see what the Bible says about sin.
看看经文如何，就是对于罪这方面，经文是怎么讲的。
Colossians 3:9.
哥罗西书三章九节。
Since I changed this sermon, we have some PowerPoint and some of it we do not have. Sorry.
那因为这个讲到信息有一些改动，所以有一些经文可能没在这个屏幕上。这个有。
This verse we have on PowerPoint.
So, do we just read it in
I'll read it in English, then we can read it in Chinese. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of its creator.
不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。
The verb that's used here is a very simple verb.
这里边用的这个动词非常简单。
It's a clothing verb.
就是你穿衣服、脱衣服用的这个词。
Take off the old self and remove it, and you've put on new righteousness.
就是脱去旧人，然后穿上新的公义。
Very simple verb.
是很简单的一个词。
But a strong verb.
但是它表达的意义非常强烈。
Julie and I were moving back to America Thursday.
那我和我的太太朱莉，我们周四的时候回美国。
And some of my clothes, I'm just they're so old. I'm going to take them off for the last time, and I'm going to throw them away.
那有一些衣服特别旧了，我可能下次穿完之后我就把它扔掉了。
I might keep this shirt.
我现在穿的这个可能会留着。
But I have a lot of shirts that I've already worn them for the last time.
那就是我的很多衣服就是已经很破旧，我不能再穿了。
That's the verb that's being used here. You take off a shirt, an old shirt, and you.Throw it away, and you put on a new shirt.
经文在这里用的就是这个动词，就像你穿脱衣服一样，你穿上新的，脱去那个旧的。
We have taken off sin, and we have put on righteousness.
就像我们把罪脱去，我们穿上公义。
2 Timothy 2:21, we do not have the PowerPoint.
提摩太后书二章二十一节，这个后边没有，我读给大家听。人若自洁， 脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
The verb that's used here in the Greek is a very, very, very strong verb.
那这里边就是希腊文原文意义表达的非常强烈。
To cleanse, to clean.
意思是去洁净、清洁。
This is not a simple verb. This is a very, very strong one.
是，其实是意义很强、强烈的一个词。
The verb is ek katharizo. Ek means out of, and katharizo means to clean.
那刚刚说的这个希腊文的意思就是你把这个旧的彻底的清除，然后去能够得到这个新的洁净的。
It's like when you have been cooking on an old pot, and the food has gotten stuck on the inside.
就像你一口锅，你一直在用它，所以这些食物已经粘在这个锅上。
And you take one of those metal, steel wool with some soap and you scrape it on the inside until it's clean.
那就像你用这个钢丝的清洁球，你沾上一些洗洁剂，然后非常用力的去清洁它。
This is the verb that's being used here.
那这边用的这个动词就类似于这个词。
Paul is saying that sin has been scraped and scoured out of us.
所以保罗的意思是说，这个罪就像沾在这锅上这些污秽的东西一样，被清除掉，被刮掉。
Okay, our dishwasher is full of sin, and yet God has reached down and scraped it out.
我们每个人心里都有一个地下室，里面装的都是罪。那神已经用他真的是他的大能，完全的洁净了这个地下室。
It's like when you're camping.
就像你去野营，去露营。
You finish cooking, you know, whatever it is, Chinese, we cook beans in America, whatever you cook here in your pot.
那就是你去露营，那美国人他们可能会煮些豆子，我们可能会煮些别的食物。
And you don't have any soap, so you take it down to the river to wash it.
因为你在露营嘛，没有很多方面的清洁工具，你可能去河里面洗一洗。
You get some sand and you scrape the inside of it out. The sand will get it clean.
在河边或者小溪里面，你会抓一把沙子，然后用这个去搓那个锅里的东西，把它清洁干净。
Knew a young man a few years ago had an infection in his bone, a bone in his foot, terrible infection in the bone.
那几天有个年轻人，他的就是腿骨那边有个感染，很严重。
The infection, very unpleasant solution. They go in and they scrape the bone with a knife to clean it out.
因为他的感染是发生在骨头上，很难清洁，所以他们就是用一个刀去刮那个骨头，把它清洁干净。
But that's the verb here.
那这边就是经文里面用的这个动词。
Did you know that Jesus Christ already has gone in and scraped sin out of your heart? Did you know that?
所以耶稣他就是用这样的方式清洁了我们的心。
Romans 6:6, we do have PowerPoint for this.
罗马书六章六节后面应该有。罗马书六章六节。You want to read the English?
Go ahead and read the Chinese.
Okay. 因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝。叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And then 6:11.
还有六章十一节，这样你们向罪当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
The verb that's used here in Romans 6:6 is crucifixion.
那在罗马书六章六节用的动词就是被钉十字架的这个钉。
I don't have to give you the Greek here. You know what this verb means.
那不用知道希腊文原文就知道。钉十字架的这个动词
To crucify is to nail onto a piece of wood and it hangs there until it is dead.
就是被用一个钉子被钉在十字架上，直到这个人死去。
And Paul says, the old you, your old self has been crucified. The old you is dead.
所以保罗在这边的意思就是说，你的那个老我已经被钉在十字架上死去了。
And the new you has resurrected.
那个新的你已经复活。
To crucify. Sin has been crucified.
就是你的罪已经被钉在十字架上死去了。
Did you know that your sin is dead already in Christ Jesus?
就你有没有意识到你的罪已经被钉死在十字架上消去掉了。
So of course Paul says in Romans 6:11, to consider yourself as dead in Christ. To think about yourself as dead.
那当然保罗在六章十一节也说，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，把自己看作是死的。
Not in a bad sense.
那这个把自己这个老我看成是死的，它不是一个负面的意义。
In a wonderful sense, all of the old Chris, that Chris that I hate, he's dead and he's gone.
这其实是一个很积极的意义，因为那个旧的老的你，那个充满罪的你已经死去了，没有了。
The new Chris has already come.
就是那个新的你，新的 Chris 已经来到。
And then 1 John 1:9, a scripture we all know very, very well.
约翰一书的一章九节，我们都很熟悉这些经文。
Do not have PowerPoint. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
This is strong words.
这些都是里面用的动词，都是有很强大的意义的。
洗净一切的不义。
洗净一切的不义，一切。
一切。If we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive us.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，他会赦免我们的罪。
But He is faithful and just. You ever thought how it doesn't seem like justice to allow a criminal to go free, to just forgive a criminal? It doesn't seem like justice.
那神是信实的，他也是公义的，但是好像如果一个罪人，你就把他随便的放走，这怎么能说是公义的呢？
But it is just because in Jesus Christ that sinner has been transformed. All unrighteousness is gone.
那我们说神是公义的，因为我们的这个罪人已经被耶稣的宝血洗净，已经不再是一个罪人。
These are very, very, very strong words.
所以这些词汇应该给你带来很强烈的感受。
And the last scripture I want us to look at right now, 1 John 3:8.
约翰一书三章八节，我们来看一下这节经文。犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
The reason the Son of Man appeared was to destroy the works of the devil.
那神子来到世上，就是为了除灭魔鬼的作为。
除灭 ，Ruth and I talked about this word. It's not quite a strong enough word for the Greek verb there.
那除灭这个词，它希腊文原文其实是有一个更强烈的意思。
Well, if you'll notice down and below, we've renamed it as a 消灭. It's a much stronger word.
就是除灭、消灭，像它彻底消失，一个非常彻底的行为。
John is saying that the very reason that Jesus Christ appeared was to completely destroy all of the devil's works.
所以约翰在这里说，耶稣他来到世上。所做的工作就是彻底的毁灭魔鬼的作为。
His works of destruction, his works of sin, all the works that he's worked in you, Jesus Christ has come to 消灭, to annihilate them.
那罪在我们身上所做的这一切的工作，一切的对我们的破坏，那耶稣来是要把这一切都除去。
It's a very, very, very strong word.
这是一个意义很强烈的一个词。
To destroy, to annihilate, it's gone, completely gone.
那除灭就是使它彻底的消失，完全不复存在。
Often you ask the average Christian, why did Jesus Christ come?
通常你问一个基督徒，为什么耶稣来到世上？
Say, to die on the cross, to forgive us of our sins.
那标准的回答就是说，那他被钉在十字架上，为了赦免我们的罪。
Yes, that's absolutely correct, but there's more.
这样说是完全正确的，但是还有更深一层的意义。
John says he came to 消灭魔鬼的作为。
约翰是说，耶稣来是为了消灭魔鬼的作为。
Especially the works of the enemy down in the basement.
特别是魔鬼在我们心中所做的这一切的工作，是来除耶稣是来除灭他。
Now, I hope you see it. These are just simple Greek verbs. They're right there, even in the Chinese and in the English. It says it equally clear.
不管在英文还是中文的翻译当中，都是说，彻底的一个除灭，彻底摧毁魔鬼的一个作为。
Sin has been taken off and thrown away.
所以我们的罪是完全就像被脱下来一样，被扔掉了。
Sin is scraped out of our hearts by the hand of God.
是被神完全的清洁掉，除去了。
Sin is crucified. It is killed. It is dead.
那罪已经被钉在十字架上，它已经死去了。
Sin is cleansed.
罪已经被洁净。
Sin is annihilated.
它被毁灭了。
Now, it's interesting, when I share this sermon, this is not the first time I preached it, I always get the same question.
每次我传讲这样信息的时候，我都会得到同样的一个反应。
People always come up to me and say, yeah, but Chris, doesn't the Bible teach we're all just sinners?
总是会有人问我说，你说的对，但是圣经上不是说我们都是罪人吗？
I get this a lot.
我常常听到这样的回应。
And I would like us to look at this question for just a minute or two.
我觉得我们应该仔细的看一下这个问题，它真正的意义。
Because the scriptures do teach that human beings are sinners, but
因为圣经的确说是人都犯了罪，但是
It also teaches what I like to call the once were, but now principle.
圣经也同样提到了另外一个原则，就像我们可以把它称之为从前和如今这样一个原则。
If you look at the scriptures,
如果我们看一下经文，
you'll notice that Paul has this fluid understanding of our identity in Christ.
我们会看到保罗他形容我们身份这样一个流动的状态。
He uses the phrase, once we were like this, but now we are like that.
他总是用这样的词汇，就是从前你是怎样的，如今你又是怎样的。
And this really is the answer to the problem.
那我觉得这个就是我们面对的问题的一个答案。
Not only the doctrinal problem of what our identity should be as sinners or as saints, but far, far more than that.
那不光只是这个神学上的问题，就是我们是罪人吗？那我们现在，我们是否还是罪人这样的一些问题。
The answer to whether or not there is an answer to the problem of sin in the Bible.
那问题是说，那经文当中有没有提到说罪的这个问题？
Have you come to this doctor today with a problem that the gospel can't fix?
你是否是有一个问题？这个问题是大到连经文就福音当中的信息都无法解决的呢？
Or is there an answer?
那是否我们能够在经文当中真的找到答案？
Ephesians 2:12 and 13.
以弗所书二章十二到十三节。
Paul writes, remember that at one time you were separated from Christ. You were excluded from citizenship. He's speaking to the Gentiles. He's speaking to us. You were foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. Go ahead and read 12.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上也是局外人，并且活在世上，没有指望，没有神。他在这边说的以色列国民以外，指的是外邦人，那对我们来说也是同样适用的。
All of that is what we once were.
这些都是我们曾经的一个身份，是过去的一个身份。
But verse 13 says, But now in Christ, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
但十三节说，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血，已经得亲近了。
Ephesians 5:8.
以弗所书五章八节。
You were once living in darkness, but now you are living in light.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。
Colossians 1:21.
哥罗西书一章二十一节。
Once you were alienated from God, once you were enemies in the mind because of your evil behavior.
你们从前与神隔绝，因为你内心的这个邪恶，所以你与神隔绝。
But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel.
那曾经因为我们的罪，我们与神隔绝，但是神已经借着耶稣他的身体为我们死，已经洁净了我们的罪。那如果你坚守自己在基督里的信心，不去动摇自己的信心，那其实神已经是使通过基督使我们与他和好。
The verb that Paul uses right here is the Greek verb apolutrosis.
那他在这边也用了一个希腊文的动词，就是他刚刚说的这个
apolutrosis.The very first verb that you learn, Peter, you remember this? First verb that you learn in Mach in that textbook is luo, to loose, to set free.
那这个希腊文这个词当中，其中一个意思就是说你去失去了一些。
Apolutrosis comes from that verb, to set free.
就你失去了这些东西，然后你得到了一个自由。
It's the verb used when you go and you buy a slave out of slavery.
那这个动词可以来形容你去市场上，你买了一个奴隶。
Your family member is working off debt as a slave in ancient times.
那你就是在这个古代的时候，如果你是一个奴隶的话，你的家人都是在做这个奴隶的工作。
You want your family member back, so you save up money and you go and you buy that family member back from slavery.
那你是需要去攒足够的钱，赚足够的钱，才能把这个奴隶赎出来。
That's the verb that's been used here.
那这边用的动词就是表达这个，就像一个奴隶被赎买回来得到自由的这个含义。
Jesus Christ has paid for our freedom.
耶稣基督他已经为我们的罪付上了这个代价。
We have been redeemed. We've been set free. We are no longer slaves.
我们已经得到救赎，得到自由，不再是奴隶。
That's the verb that's being used here.
用的就是这个动词。
1 Peter 2:10.
彼得前书二章十节。
Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。
Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
And then if we go back one verse to 1 Timothy 2:9.
我们再看一下哥林多前书二章九节。I do have that.
1 Peter 2:9.
1 Peter.
Look it up real quick. Sorry. Buhawisa. I have to use an old Bible.
二章九节。2:9, right?
Yes.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
It's interesting. My friend comes to me and says, Yeah, Chris, I hear what you're saying, but aren't we sinners?
我的朋友经常会对我说 Chris, 我知道你讲的内容，但是我们不都是罪人吗？
Well, that is what you once were, but now you are not. Now you are something else.
罪人是你曾经的一个身份，现在这个身份已经不是你，你有一个新的身份。
Actually, look carefully throughout the scriptures. Sinners is a word for the outsiders, those who have no faith in Jesus Christ whatsoever. That word is reserved for them.
如果你仔细看经文的话，你会发现罪人这个词它是用来指那些没有信主的这些人，是用来形容他们的。
Now, 1 John reminds us, you and I should not say we have no sin, but it doesn't say we should walk around saying, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner.
那约翰他也是说，你要记住，我们是曾经犯过罪，但你现在的身份已经不是这个，你不需要再去到处说我依然是一个罪人，因为这是你过去的身份。
Once I was a sinner, but now I am in Christ Jesus.
从前我是一个罪人，但是现在我已经在基督里。
Or in the words of Peter, I'm a chosen person.
或者用彼得的话说，我是被神拣选的子民。
We are a royal priesthood.
是君尊的祭司。
We're a holy nation.
是圣洁的国度。
We're God's special possession.
我们是属神的。
We've been moved from darkness into light.
我们已经出黑暗入光明。
What we once were and what we are now are two completely different things.
那我们曾经的身份和现在的身份是完全不一样的。
And we need to be careful to understand this and be careful to name ourselves correctly.
所以我们也要对自己现在的身份，你要有一个正确的认识。
You ever heard in psychology, a self-fulfilling prophecy? Whatever you say about yourself, that is what you become.
那在心理学当中有个词就是你的自我预言，就是你对自己的某一个说法，你认定它，那你可能最后真的成为了这个身份。
Oh, I am so dumb, I am so dumb, I am so dumb.
如果你总是说我真笨，我真笨，我真的是太笨了。
How many times do you have to tell yourself you're dumb before it becomes an excuse to act dumb?
那如果你总是用这样的一个语言，这样的一个思维来告诉自己的话，那你可能真的会就是用这样的思想去指导自己的行为，就真的会变成这样了。
We had an IE once who couldn't read Chinese characters.
那以前他们家有个阿姨是不识字。
Her answer was, "Oh, 我好笨。
她总是觉得说自己很笨。
She's just dumb. She can't do it because I'm dumb. She had told, well, probably someone told her she was dumb, and then she told herself, I'm dumb, I'm dumb, I'm dumb, and now she can't do what anybody really can do, learn Chinese characters.
所以因为她自己不会识字，所以她就觉得自己很笨，那可能是因为别人一直在这样说，她自己也一直这样认为，所以现在她真的其实是一个每个人都可以去做的一个事情，就是识字，他现在不会。
I mean, you understand what I'm saying? If I wrote this character on a piece of paper, she would recognize it.
因为如果我写这样一个字的话，这个阿姨她是能认出来的。
I write this character on a sheet of paper, she would recognize it.
那我写一个这个字，她写在纸上，她也能认出来。
I write this character, did I do it right? Which way does it go?
This way.
Thank you. That way and that way, she would recognize it.
就是我写一个这样简单的汉字，她是应该能认出来的。
You understand what I'm saying? If she can recognize three characters, then she can learn Chinese characters.
那就比如说我写了这样的一二三，她能够认出来，这表示她其实有识字的能力，她可以学会的。
The only problem is you're dumb. you're dumb, you're dumb, you're dumb, you're dumb, until she believed it. More than that, until she became it.
所以其实不是她的能力问题，而是她对自己的一个错误的认知，一直告诉自己自己是很笨的，所以她自己没有去使用这个能力，最后她真的变成了自己的这个预言。
We were once sinners in the world outside of Jesus Christ.
我们曾经不在基督里，我们的确是罪人。
But now, Paul says, we are in Christ Jesus.
但保罗说现在我们是在基督里。
The Colossians verse, we are holy in his sight.
就像在哥罗西书的这个词，我们在神眼中看作是圣洁的。
That's pretty amazing. God sees everything.
因为这其实是很奇妙的一个神，因为神他是看到一切的。
God's not looking down at Chris saying, well, he looks holy today. I think he's holy today. I don't see him doing something bad. God sees everything.
那神不会说，我看看 Chris, 今天他好像是圣洁的，今天他还没做什么错事，不是这样的。神是他是看到一切的。
Can see the thoughts going through my mind.
他可以看到我头脑当中的一切思想。
Can see the intentions of my heart.
看到我心里的动机。
And Christ has died to make us holy in His sight.
所以基督已经为我们死，让我们在神眼中看为是圣洁的。
That's pretty extraordinary. God looks down on me.
所以当神在看我们的时候。
And He sees everything and calls me holy.
他看到我的一切，但他依然称我为圣洁的。
But I just be careful. I don't want to go around saying, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner.
所以你了解神看你的眼光，你不想再继续告诉自己说我是个罪人，我是个罪人，不断这样的告诉自己。
The more I tell myself that, the more likely I am just to allow sin to take me wherever I want to go, wherever it wants me to go.
因为你不断告诉自己自己仍然是个罪人的话，那你可能真的就会更加容易被罪所诱惑，被他带走。
I am a holy nation. We are a royal priesthood.
我们是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
I am a child of God.
我们是神的孩子。
I am an heir of all things that are in Christ Jesus.
因为我们是真的是在基督里面有我们的。
And finally, one of the most powerful scriptures of all time, 2 Corinthians 5:17, you all know it.
还有就是我们都知道的一节经文，哥林多后书5:17。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
We've been born again.
我们是得到重生的。
The old is gone and the new has come.
旧的已经过去，新的已经来到。
I like the Greek here. 如果你在耶稣里，新创造。That's what it says in the Greek.
对，就是希腊文，就是说，如果你在基督里，你就是一个新神的新的创造。
That's all that it says. 新造的 That's all that it says. Boom. You're a new creation. That's all. Very, very simple.
所以它意思表达得非常清晰明确，你就是一个新造的人。
What does it mean to be a new creation?
对我们来说，作为一个新造的人有什么意义？
To be born again. We use these phrases all the time. Do you fully understand that you have been born a second time?
我们常常会这样说，我们是得到重生的，但是是否真的去理解了这个真正的含义？是否真的觉得自己是重生的。
That history, all that stuff that you were, it died, and a new you was born, and just like a newborn baby.
就像一个新生的婴儿一样，那个过去的你已经死去，那这个新生的你就像一个新生的婴儿一样。
You can't look at a baby and say, oh, what a wretched sinner. That child has a long history of bad actions. You can't do that.
你不能看到一个新生的宝宝，你对他说，这个孩子真的是一个罪人，他有那么多的罪恶的历史。
Oh, you look at a baby that's just been born and you think, oh, how pure and innocent and completely wonderful and clean. There's nothing bad that can be said about a baby that's just been born.
因为一个新生的婴儿，你会看到他是完全的纯净，完全的天真，没有任何的罪的污染的。
They haven't lived 5 minutes. There's not 5 minutes of history that's been written. There's nothing been written yet.
那因为这个新生的婴儿，他是没有任何的历史，因为任何历史还没有被书写。
You were born again.
你就是得到重生的。
Your old history isn't erased in a book. Your old history does not exist. It's been annihilated. It's gone.
就是你的旧的历史，不是说仍然写在一本书上，而是说它完全被毁灭、被摧毁，完全不复存在了。
You've been paid for out of slavery, and you're free.
就你已经是从最终被赎买出来，你已经得到自由了。
You once were all kinds of things, but now.
你曾经犯过各种各样的罪，可能有过各种各样的过犯，但是现在。
You are a new creation.
你是一个新造的人。
Totally new creation.
完全的新造的人。
Like the universe, 5 minutes after God spoke, it was perfect.
就像神创造宇宙的时候，他神说完之后，他就出现。
Once we lived in darkness, but now we live in light.
我们曾经在黑暗中，如今我们在光明中。
Once you belonged to the world, now you belong to Jesus Christ.
从前我们属于世界，现在我们属于基督。
Once you were an enemy of God, but now you are a child of God.
从前你是神的仇敌，现在如今你是神的孩子。
Once you lived for yourself, now you live for God.
从前你为自己而活，如今你为神而活。
Once you were dead in your sins, but now you are alive in Jesus Christ.
从前你在罪中死去，如今你在神里面是活着。
Na, 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 na,
就像西恩典那首歌唱的。
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
就是我曾失葬。如今被寻回。
I was blind, but now I see.
那我曾瞎眼，如今我能看见。
We're so used to singing this that we don't, maybe we are, but we don't see it, we don't hear it.
我们总是这样去唱，但是可能没有真的心里面真的是这样去想，这样感
受。We don't say, I once was lost, but now I'm still lost. We don't sing that.
我们不会唱说我曾经失丧，我现在依然失丧，你不是这样唱的。
Was blind and I'm still blind.
你不会说我曾经瞎眼，我现在依然看不见，不是这样。
Let the weak say I am strong, let the poor say I am rich.
让软弱的说我现在得刚强，让贫穷的说我现在得了富足。
Once you were a sinner.
从前你是一个罪人。
Now you may have sins, but God calls you a holy nation.
如今你可能依然会有一些罪，但神称你为圣洁的国民。
Be careful to use that language.
所以你在对自己说的这些语言的时候也要注意一下它的含义。
Because every part of salvation is by faith.
因为我们的救恩是凭着信心得到。
Okay. Sola fide. Pastor Lee just preached it a few weeks ago. By faith alone.
因为李牧师他之前也很最近也在传讲过就是唯独信心。
And while you're groveling, I'm such a sinner, that is not a faith-filled, faithful statement.
那如果你不断地重复告诉自己我依然是个罪人，我依然是个罪人，那这其实是一种没有信心的一个说法。
You can say, God, without your help, I am nothing but a sinner. That is correct. But...
你可以说如果没有神的帮助我依然是个罪人，这样说是没错。
God, help me.
但神已经帮助了你。
I confess my sins, forgive me, and now cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
那我面对我的罪，我忏悔我的罪，那神已经完全洁净了我。
Remember when I first learned this, I was a young man, maybe 19 years old.
那我可能19岁的时候学到了这样一个道理。
There was a girl in my church.
我教会里面有个女孩。
And she came down to the altar, you know, the good old days when we had an altar and people came to the altar and prayed.
所以在那个时候还会有个讲台，然后人们会来到这里来祷告。
Didn't know much about her that day she came to the altar. I did notice her. She came to the altar with her mother and prayed.
那这个女孩和她妈妈一起来，我当时还不太认识她。
I didn't know this girl, but I did know her mother. Her mother went to our church. I'd never seen the girl before.
虽然我从来没见过这个女孩，但是我认识她的母亲，她母亲也是在我们教会聚会的。
Later I learned her story.
后来我了解到她的故事。
She was a wild child.
那她曾经有一段很混乱的生活，作为一个还是孩子的时候。
She had gone and lived any way that she wanted.
所以就是一种非常过度自由的一种生活方式。
Drinking, maybe drugs, I'm not sure. Lots and lots of boys, lots of men.
那可能她会酗酒，也许她也有吸毒，然后还有和男生一些不太清楚的关系。
And the day that she came forward to the altar, you couldn't see it, but she was pregnant. She was pregnant.
她那天来到教会的时候你还看不太出来但她那个时候其实是怀孕的。
And when she became pregnant and discovered she was pregnant, something in her said, I cannot live like this anymore. I must go back to my mother's church. I must find Christ again.
所以当她发现自己怀孕的时候，她就突然有这样的一种想法，就是她再也不要继续这种生活方式，她一定要回到她母亲所在的那个教会。
So the story got out. I mean, it's a church of only 300 people. Everybody knew the story.
所以当时教会300人不太大，每个人都了解了她的故事。
And of course, after about 4 or 5 months, she starts to show everybody really knows the story. We know what happened here.
那几个月之后，已经能够看出来她怀孕，其实每个人也都知道她的故事。
But you know what happened?
那你知道故事后来怎么发展？
That girl had come to the altar and she said, God, forgive me, make me a new creation. I want a new history. I want everything wiped away.
所以那天她来到教会，她的祷告是说求神洁净她一切的罪，她不要再有以前的这种生活方式，是求神赦免。
With everything in her, she turned from this life and turns to Christ and changed her life that day.
所以就在那一天，她彻底告别了自己从前的生活方式，来到基督里。
And as she began to show, her pregnancy began to show. Do you know what happened in that church?
所以当你能够看出来她肚子有点大的时候，教会里面，你知道教会里面大家如何对她？
Story began to circulate. Everybody knew what her life used to be. You know what happened in that church?
所以大家教会里面都知道她过去的这个故事，但是我们是如何对待他的呢？
Some of you are getting nervous. No, this is a good story. It's a good story.
不用紧张，是很好的一个结果。
That church understood new creation.
因为这个教会，他们理解新造的人是一个怎样的含义。
And they treated her as if all of her past had been wiped away.
所以大家对待她的方式，就像她过去的这个历史都已经被抹掉了。
And she had no husband, she had no finances. That church helped her out.
因为她没有丈夫，也没有任何经济收入，是教会帮助了她。
When that time came for the baby to be born, they threw her one of those, you know, wedding showers, one of those parties for the mother.
那所以当他们就是她准备生这个孩子的时候，教会还给她开 party, 就是庆祝这个新生的宝宝。
They did what you're supposed to do for a mother who's expecting in the church. Everything that you're supposed to do, they did that for her.
就像为每一个新妈妈所做的一切事情，教会也都是以同样的方式来对待这个女孩。
They didn't say, oh.Terrible girl. Look at her situation. She doesn't have a husband. Oh, what a terrible. They didn't do that at all.
就没有人会看低她，没有人会评论她说，你看这个女孩真是可怜，没有任何的帮助。
She started over that day, and the church treated her as if she had started over on that day.
所以就像她在那一天得到了重生，重新开始一样，教会也是这样对待她。
And a young man from the church went with her to delivery and helped her through the delivery.
那教会一个弟兄也是陪他一起去医院去帮助他。
And he was a young man about 30 years old, and his parents went along also to help her out. Everything that she needed there at the hospital, they helped her with it.
所以这个弟兄还有这个弟兄的家人都是陪着这个女孩一起去医院帮助她，就是迎接这个新生的宝宝。
And she brought that baby home to a house full of presents and a house full of hongbao, you know.
那大家也是接这个新生的宝宝来到家中，给他准备很多的礼物。
And that boy is close to 30 now, I think. This was way back in the early 90s. He grew up in that church, and the men of that church looked after him and watched him, treated him like a father.
那这个女孩她生了个男孩，这个男孩现在已经30岁了，也在那个教会聚会。那教会里面弟兄姊妹都是把她当家人一样来对待。
That's the first time it really hit me what Shin Zauda really means, new creation really means.
所以这个女孩的故事真的让我真正的理解新造的人究竟是一个怎样的含义。
We do not remember that person's history because God has made a new creation.
我们不再去记录这个女孩过去的历史，因为神创造她是一个新造的人。
Yes, what she once was, we do remember, but that's not what she is anymore.
她的确有一段历史，但是她现在的身份和那个完全不一样。
Incredible story.
这是一个
real.New creation in Christ Jesus.
这就是一个完全真实的新造的人的一个故事。
And that's you and that's me.
对你对我来说也都是这样。
Maybe it's not as obvious and as drastic a change.
可能我们的这个重生，这个重新的开始，不像这个女孩一样有那么的巨大的变化。
But Paul says we have died with Christ and risen with him.
但保罗说我们的确是与基督同钉十字架，并且与他一同复活。
That's what baptism is. You're going down under the water, you're going under the ground, you're dead, and then you rise again to new life.
所以这就像我们受洗的意义一样，你进到水中，就像你被死了，被埋葬，然后你又重新的复活。
5 minutes, where am I going to go with the rest of this? You know, I remember the old sermons the old timers used to preach. I grew up in the church, so I used to listen to those, you know, the old preachers preach.
所以我以前在教会的时候也会听到一些很老的讲员，他们会讲到。
You know, the old preachers with the big fuzzy white eyebrows and the white hair, you know, the old preachers used to, you know, preach like this.
那个时候的牧师都是用这个状态，他们有白白的头发，白白的眉毛，然后讲到的时候都是这样的。
I hope my eyebrows turn white someday so I can be one of those old preachers.
我希望我的眉毛有一天也会变白，我可以像他们一样。
I used to preach Lazarus, the story of Lazarus who came back from the dead.
那曾经有讲到过拉撒路他从死里复活。
Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, goes to the tomb to raise Lazarus.
那耶稣他就是道路、真理、生命，他来到拉撒路的墓前，然后把他从死里救出来。
They say, "No, no, no, Jesus, sin, he's dead. Don't open the door. It's got 4 days. It's gonna."
所以每个人都在说，耶稣不要这么做，他已经死了，可能已经臭了。
Jesus says, "Now open the door."
但耶稣还是说把这个。坟墓的门打开。
Lazarus, come forth, he commands.
耶稣是命令说拉撒路出来。
And at God's command, that body comes back to life and he walks out of the grave.
那拉撒路也是真的这样复活，从坟墓中走出来。
The old timers used to say, yeah, but he's still wrapped up in those old mummy, he looks like a mummy, still wrapped in cloth, right?
可能为什么他走出来之后依然像一个木乃伊一样被那个绷带裹得紧紧的。
Those old timers used to say, and then Jesus said, remove his grave clothes and set him free.
那牧师通常会传讲说把他的这个绷带这些都去掉，让他得到自由。
How awful it would have been if Lazarus had come back from the dead and walked around like a mummy in these grave clothes, looking like he's dead, you know.
那你可以想象一下，如果拉撒路他只是还是被这个绷带像一个木乃伊一样，这样就出来，然后在人群当中这样走，可能会很可怕。
You're alive, Lazarus. Take off the wraps and put them aside. Give him a cloak. Give him living person's clothes.
但拉撒路他从坟墓当中出来，他是重新的复活，他不再需要这些死人所穿的衣服，因为他真正得到了自由。
Then the way, the truth, and the life comes to me, and I say, no, 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 Jesus, stay away. I stink. I smell really bad with sin.
那如果你想到自己也在这个故事当中，可能神让你出来，把你作为一个新郎叫你出来，你依然会对神说，哦，神，我不能出来，我全身都是罪的这个恶臭。
Jesus says, no, 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 I came to bring you back to life.
但耶稣对你说的是，他是让你重新得到复活。
And he speaks, and he's speaking today, he's speaking life to us all.
他在如今依然在对我们讲话，给我们新的生命。
He's speaking righteousness and holiness to us today.
他让我们得到公义。
Telling us to take off the old way of living and throw it aside.
他也希望我们脱去旧的行为，把它完全的扔掉。
How crazy it would be if we've been set free from slavery to walk around with our chains, still wrapped around us.
那如你可以想象这样会是一个多么可悲的画面，就是耶稣已经给了你自由，但你依然把自己捆绑着。
This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但耶稣给我们的福音是让你的自由。
And he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他是信实也是公义，他洁净我们的罪，让我们能够行在公义当中。
To live according to a new identity, we are no longer that, we are now this.
你是按照自己的新的身份在生活，不是从前的那个身份。
Like the woman with the issue of blood, we can't reach up to heaven to touch the edge of his garment.
就像新约当中那个患血漏病的妇人一样，我们没有办法去到天堂去触摸神。
So he reaches down into this world with his Holy Spirit and touches us.
所以耶稣他来到世上，赐下圣灵，让我们能够亲近他。
His Holy Spirit makes us clean.
是他的圣灵使我们得洁净。
Well, you're probably wondering what happened with my earache.
可能还在想我那个耳朵疼后来怎么回事。
That chopstick that was in my ear back in 1996, remember that?
就是我一直感觉有个筷子在戳我耳朵的那个疼痛，后来怎么回事
？Ear doctor could do nothing to help me.
就是那个耳科的大夫完全无能为力，不知道怎么帮我。
Then she said to me a very simple thing.
但他后来告诉我个很简单的事情。
You still have your wisdom teeth?
你那个智齿还在吗？
Yeah.
我说对。
Why don't you go see a dentist?
他说你要不去看看牙医吧。
I went to the dentist.
所以我去看牙医。
Took an x-ray.
那就是拍了个 X 光片。
Pulled my wisdom teeth.
然后就是把我的智齿拔掉了。
And the pain went away.
耳朵疼也就自然的好了。
My problem was I'd been going to the wrong doctor for the problem.
所以我的问题是我挂错号看错大夫了。
I was trying to fix it over here when the answer was over there.
那我一直想在这个方面解决我的问题，但我其实应该换一个方向。
I'm not talking about earaches anymore. I'm talking about sin now.
我讲的不再是耳朵疼这个问题，而是罪的这个问题。
Man, new leader, new leader, new leader, running, 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 running like a hamster in a wheel, trying to fix yourself.
那有的时候我们就像那个在笼子的这个小老鼠一样，在这个轮子里不停的蹬，不停的踩，想要解决问题。
The answer has always been in Jesus Christ alone.
但我们的所有问题其实真的是都是在基督里面才能得到答案。
Your forgiveness, your sanctification.
我们的得到赦免和成圣
in Jesus Christ
都是在耶稣基督里。
You are a new creation.
你是新造的人。
Let's live like it.
也要用这样的身份真的活出这样的身份。
Amen.
Amen.